Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Lila with bedtime stories that I'd like to share with you. And with me is Dean Val and also Kim Van Pion up in Oregon. I'll be reading for you from the book Your Dream Visions by Duane, a great writer, and we'll discuss the chapters as we go along. The issues with most people are rooted in the past of the mind, of which here there are four basic divisions. The first aspect, the chitta, takes coordination in form such as beauty, color, rhythm, harmony, and alike perspective. The second area is the manas, which is more of the mind stuff, that which is constantly created, even while the individual is not aware of it. The third is the buddhi, which is the instrument of intellect, thought, and discriminating and deciding. The fourth faculty is the ankar, which executes the orders. These four areas are what Paul Twitchell referred to, the ankar accepts the decisions of the other faculties, which are handed down by the Buddha, and executes its mandates. This is also the I-ness of the individual. It is by which the individual differentiates the self from the all is. It is a faculty which enables the individual to distinguish between his own self-interest and that of others. When this faculty becomes unduly exaggerated, it then portrays the ideas of vanity and egotism. The buddhi is the area of the mind where dreams originate and give birth to our imaginary fantasies. These dreams are passed on by the buddhi to the ankar, but there is nothing to act upon for more. None of, or at least a few, have anything to do with the manifestation of the physical world. Sometimes the dream is prophetic, or it has a symbolic meaning for the person to deal with. This means the individual has an action part of the dream. One might then dream out their future, and by doing so, act as the cause for the father and the latter affected in the outer world. One may also go through their dream arena for an ailment which is bothering them, and so whatever has bothered the person within their own bodies or worlds is now healed, and so the physical counterpart is also healed. I'm going to turn this over this evening to Val, and he's going to be reading from the book this evening.
Okay. Kim, do you have any comments on that one?
Yeah, sure. I see it as part of this
process of becoming aware, these words like cheetah and manna and booty and ankar, and trying to understand what is being described as part of how things work in our human selves to try to be understand. I see why we have to be patient with ourselves, because it isn't just all of a sudden we know what things mean. Even though we're trying to understand, it seems like it takes this stuff called time here in the physical to finally, if a person's trying, I guess, to understand what the words mean or what is being said. It's all kind of new stuff in life when you hear these things that you haven't, you know, really heard of before, or very little.
No, and I also find it interesting. You said the I-ness is in order to differentiate from all else, everything else, our I-ness. Some people call it, I guess, the ego, or, you know, your individuality, which can become inflated or exaggerated. But this is a form of comparison to what the real self is, in a way. It's a comparison. Used for comparison, which is very important. I'm also studying history, and the comparisons between certain researches and certain, well, theories, you know, very important too, and not just to take things for, you know, what somebody tells you they are. It's good to compare things, because then you get a better, more accurate view of things, and that's what we are here to do in the creation worlds. We're comparing things. We have our experiences, and we're comparing them to basically what's not real to what is real. And I heard a quote today from this guy Santayana. You may have heard of him. Santayana, something like that. I've heard of him before, but to paraphrase what he said is, like, once you exhaust your options, all the options that you've had, whatever's left, that's the truth. So in a way, we have all these experiences and creation, and we go through a lot of stuff here and everything, but it's basically the unknown, the invisible. That's the part that we're comparing the experiences to, and that's the real stuff, the invisible stuff. That's the reality. So how do we relate to that? And that's what the guides are here for to show us how to relate to this reality that is invisible or unknown. Do you have anything, Lila?
No, not quite.
Okay. Okay, I'll continue then with the reading, which is, there are those who have dreams of becoming of certain masters or teachers, but the most important dream vision is the one who will be chosen by the true reality to have the new wave is the rod of power. There are many who have developed themselves as masters, gurus, saints, and so on. But these people are mainly from the astral and mental worlds and work with the governors on these realms. Here is the case of agreeable agreement. Most do not want to be the real being for real truth, because those who do know, they must pay the price, so to speak, and not to be accepted by all. And so most will take a place as headmasters. In today's world, because the new wave is here, those who still follow the God idea have made themselves very obvious as to where they are positioned. Prophetic dreams are a way of life to many cultures, but only a very few have these experiences, as they were usually a part of the many mystical orders hidden from public sight. Joseph dreamt of an angel who told him of the coming of Jesus, who also showed him what his trials and tribulations would be. Buddha's mother had a series of dreams which showed her new son. Muhammad was a profound dreamer, and the Quran was revealed to him along with its possible future. But as it is seen today, it also has been edited for the public, and now has now become a weapon in the hands of those in control. Most Christians do not see the same correlation with their Bible, but it is more than obvious how humans play to their own will with their invented gods. There are others in the past, such as St. Francis of Assisi, St. John of the Cross, and St. Augustine. There are actually so many others in scriptural history, but unfortunately the church has hidden so much from the public so as to keep them docile to their will and obsessive power. My very good friend Kathy from Idaho, who likes to be called the Shadow Woman, had a wonderful series of real experiences I call the Five Waves in Book 4, The Adventures of Rebezar Tars. I start out providing the five waves, which show the coming of the new man and his new adventures of real courage. The new man was destined and chosen by the true reality and the real universal guides, just as Paul Twitchell was in 1966. A great drama in this realm has played itself out since that time, and there is a lot more to come. This again is the reason most people will choose something in agreement here and not real truth, because they are afraid of the rep systems and their dysfunctional mannerisms of power and control. Why would people fear anything here once they know the true reality is a pure isness? Most masters know the masses do not want real truth because the belief systems have condemned such practices, who want to be bottle-fed with their pretty words and have their emotions excited. Very few will exert the courage to live an Indiana Jones, James Bond-type lifestyle and climb to the top of the mountain of the ends.
Very true. It takes a lot of persistence, and a person has to be more than curious. I find that that's where a lot of people are. They either ignore it or they're just curious. And they just don't have time, they say, to look into this and delve into it. They don't have the heart for it, I don't think.
Tim?
Yes, it is fascinating that this opportunity for us to become aware of, I guess, what's called truth, that how different it is than the masses of the population on Earth that don't even sound like they want real truth. They'd rather be deceived and have these pretty words or what Duane is saying and the emotional stuff about what they think is love, how they want to love each other, and then it's like it's all about this physical realm and the astral realm, and there's actually, it seems like, hardly any idea of the other places in life or the real universes. They all have been deceived so much by reptilians and these Bibles and these Korans and these masters and so-called prophets and kings and all these things. The deception has just been huge on mankind. So I guess we have a lot of the experiences to compare with when we start paying attention to the new presentation and see the difference between these religions and the educational systems of the earth and the political systems. All these things are made to actually keep us in this these psych realms, dumb to what's really going on, so that we don't become aware of what life's all about for us or what it is.
Yeah, I heard something interesting the other day. Is again, it's a squeeze being placed on us. Everybody's being squeezed into this one-dimensional viewpoint. And again, I'll go back to Tartaria, this ancient, or not so ancient, really, land or country that existed before 1850, particularly, and maybe for even 1,000 years or more, that's been wiped out of the history books completely. They're even falsifying history, and there's many reasons for that. One reason is to create the matrix even more so, because if a person doesn't know their history, their roots, then they're more easily controlled. Again, this is a comparison. You know, your history, your where you've been, helps to form a comparison, and that's why Dwayne has us write our books, so that we see where we've been. That's like our history and how we came to see the new presentation, Worldwide Educators. So the Tartarian Empire, which was, they used free energy, they had a decent life, their honorable life appears to be, the controllers don't want people to see this as a comparison, so they wiped it off the history books and created a new history for us and used certain parts of history to create a new one. You know, some of the events did happen, but they created it in their own way and making to benefit them, to form a narrative that benefits them. And like the idea of a, you know, a suppressed or downtrodden culture, you know, serfdom in Europe, say, and with the monarchs and all the people, you know, in poverty, et cetera, struggling. And here comes America, the savior, you know, and democracy. It looks real good, doesn't it? You know, that we're coming out of this Stone Age, this era of slavery, and here comes somebody to the rescue, democracy. Sounds really good. But if you really look at it, we're even more enslaved than we were before, because around this democracy is all this technology, which is basically surveillance. The more technology, the more surveillance and control they have through the chips, through tattoos, through cameras, through vaccines, and all the ways they're watching us and monitoring us through our computers, et cetera, our cell phones. So democracy looks good and all this, you know, freedom, but actually in the meantime, they're even more enslaving us. We are on a human farming planet here. So it's not what it seems. And that's why the comparisons are so important here too. But I'll go ahead and keep reading here. The idea of the dream arena is to first study it on every level, then take an active part. Life is about becoming more aware. This is real. And so an awakening is continually happening with the true reality in its own endlessness. It uses real sound to communicate with all of what it is, which is every U-tune, which is part of the endless aliveness it is. When the reality of one becomes so, the real you, it then starts to process of its own journey from the furthest point or decided position of the true reality. The new, which is termed in the literal sense as soul, and as the religious orders refer to it, must be put through various cycles of experiences to wake up to life. But this is just the start. The new goes through all the stages of embodiments we experience here, such as microscopic things, germs, plants, and then eventually more capable forms, such as animals, fish, and birds, and then eventually the human person. Of course, the narrow view and experiences the scientific and religious systems have from their own short-sightedness and creative distortions will surely disagree or not believe this is to be so. But the fun part is anyone can prove it to themselves. Reality is all about your real awareness and becoming more aware. So eventually, as one gets the real connection to the sound light reality, the real guides begin the real journey of each U-tune beyond what they can ever imagine in a physical body.
If that isn't exciting, this is using your imagination to the fullest, and this can be really your dream come true. Just keep on with the new you.
Yeah, we were talking the other week about Lila, about becoming more aware and using the imagination, and also the idea of assuming it's so. Like if we want to be on the seventh level, say, assume we're there. And that brings everything closer in. Otherwise, you're chasing some idea out there that's projected away from you. But if you assume it's already done, it brings it closer to your real you and who you are, and you don't have to go outside yourself for anything, really. And if you assume it to be so, it will be so, because that's the nature of, it includes creation plus some. If it's your true intent that your so-called after, or your true intent basically is your real awareness, if you center on that, then you're not projecting out from anywhere and searching, which is okay. That's like astral projection or when you have a real sight experience, you're basically like viewing something, as a demonstration for yourself. But the real you is always here and now. So if you use the idea of assuming something, and Paul worked with this too, assuming it already finished, whatever you want, then it's a matter of, how you're going to relate to that. Because usually we relate to things as like a desire. We want it, which is like pushing it more away. But if we assume we already have it, then, okay, what does that mean? How are you going to relate to that idea that you already have it? Well, you just become it. How does it feel? Paul used the idea of how does it feel if you were that, or how would people see you as that, or how would you see yourself as that? Whatever it is you want to have. So, in other words, keep it close. Don't project away, because that'll just push it away in a way, which is okay, because it's okay too, because you again, it's a comparison you're doing there, but eventually it's going to be here and now. Everything is here and now. You don't have to travel anywhere or go anywhere. It's everything is here and now.
Well, that is really a fabulous statement there. Assume that it's really so. Paul said something about if you want something like you had a camera and you took the picture of the tree, and that would be your want, that you want that picture of that tree, and then you take the picture, and then you just assume, you know, that you're going to get the picture of the tree. You wouldn't get a picture of a house. You're going to get a picture of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you've done. And you assume, of course, it's real. That's what you put out there, and that's what you have. So this is an exciting and very important lesson that you should consider. What you put out there is gonna be is yours, and you claim it. Can you add something to that?
Well, just again, I remember Dwayne saying you dream your way to the is. So again, you can use imagination too, but dream your way to the is from the position of assuming that you're already there. So dream your way from that assumption that brings it again closer to you and to your arena of like where you're working from. You dream, use your dream, you know, your sense of you know, you can use your imagination and intuition and insight, but to me, it just means like it's more like, okay, I've assumed I'm there, but then from that, the dream part is a comparison to show me that I am there in a way. It gives me confirmation that I am there, the dream part. I may project a little bit from it, but then back, if I compare it to what my initial intent was, then it confirms it. It confirms the intent, if that makes any sense. But, you know.
Now, what do you mean by yes, I get that you assume it so, that it's so. What is it that you compare?
My dream of it. My dream or imagination of it.
Imagination.
What I dream, what I imagine it to be.
And so you kind of live your imagination. You live what you want. In other words, what you're trying to say is you live what you want.
Yes, but it never is what I imagine. It's always better. I mean, that's a given. It's a given. It's never what you think it is or even imagine it, but at least it's a start. It's something that you're actively participating in this recognition. You're being creative and somehow moving forward with it to more and more recognition. It's ongoing, but you need to do something. You can't just like meditate and be duh. You can, but it's an active process that you're going through because the is always new now. So in a way you have to keep up with it. It's always like new now. So you are part of it. So you're always new now too. So it's an ongoing, you assume you're there, but it's an ongoing dynamic process where you're always new now. You're always like, contributing to this awareness in your own way. You have anything, Tim, for this too?
Sure. Yeah, I'm trying to see a connection between the assuming, imagining, and the studying. Because Dwayne's stating that we should study every level. Now, what I'm gathering is that if we assume we're in the mental realm, and how it is there, is that like imagining? And actually, how do we study every level?
Well, you assume you're there and you look around. Like when he talked about writing your book, he said, get in the scene, and what do you see in the scene? Say you're in the kitchen, what do you see around yourself? You see the faucet, the kitchen table, maybe the refrigerator and some food. So you put yourself in this position or the scene and then look around yourself and then just go from there, use that as a comparison or use that as a means of like, of again, yeah, comparison, I'd say the best way I can describe it, because it gives you something to bounce off of. Otherwise, it's just blackness or darkness. There's nothing to, you have no point of reference, but this way it gives you points of references, and then use your consideration and just, you know, your intuition for the recognition of where you put yourself. Because there's always, wherever you put yourself, there's always more. There's a recognition to be had wherever you put yourself. Either it's mental plane or wherever, life will show you stuff if you allow it to. It's very interesting. It's a process, but you have to participate in it in your own way. You know, you have to find your own way. But yeah, imagination, insight, intuition, those are key. So whatever those mean to you, whatever it means to you to assume a position, you know, just be there and then just look around yourself. What do you see? If you have the right, if you have the intent to become more aware, it'll work for you.
It sure seems like quite an experience in these huge realms to be studying them. I guess like in the new books, how Dwayne's saying, well, in this astral realm, in these different levels of it or places in it, that I'm going to assume that the one of the gods of man, Jehovah by one name, is there in whatever form, I guess, that life would reveal him. But it just seems so big. Each level sounds like, I guess, what is the study? It just seems like if I'm there, assume I'm there, and here's this brother of the Kalam god, Grog, Jehovah by one name, and his astral heaven and the lower realms of it, the astral hell, or it just seems like each plane, there's so much that's unknown to find out about if that's study.
Yeah, that's a random, if you're just random, you know, you're just like, oh yeah, there's so much out there, and it's true, there's so much, but that's why you just let life come to you, and it'll show you what to look at. You don't have to go looking for it. It'll show you, if you allow it to, what to focus on. It's surprising how it knows what you need to wake up, the next step to wake up. So you don't really have to go searching. Like I used to be a truth seeker type person, you know, that's all over with. I don't need that, because then you do get lost in so much wisdoms and truths and gurus and who's teaching what. There's so much out there, especially the psychic arts. But if you let life come to you, it'll be appropriate for what you need to look at and recognize at the moment. So really,
I'm still trying. Yeah, it sounds interesting that whatever life reveals, but is that the study of each level? Whatever life is revealing, is that how we call the word study?
Yeah, I would say it's showing you if your intent, it depends on your intent. If your intent is to become more aware, yes. I mean, you take study, I would take it as a bigger picture. You know, it's not just like the literal study of things. It's like the guides teach us in very subtle ways that are not like the master teacher of old days. It's very refined and very subtle, and sometimes you don't even recognize it, what they're doing and where they're taking you. Even if you don't have real side experiences, they're working with you 24/7 on certain things that you need. So study could be a lot. It could be not just the literal, but even more bigger view of that term. Okay, this section is about the health dream. Over the years, I have read many instances where I was shown by the real guides what my physical body needed to better operate. Sometimes I would be shown to eat oranges or grapefruits for their natural vitamin C content, which the body needs every day and has been proven to be one of the most beneficial natural means of healing. I've been shown to drink grape juice and make my own lemonade using honey and not processed sugars such as GMO corn sweeteners or the new rage Splenda and aspartame. Splenda is not natural. It is a chlorinated, chemically devised artificial sweetener and very harmful and addictive. As an example, issues have been raised about Splenda in a new study from Duke University, not to mention what Dr. Mercola says about it. Splenda suppresses beneficial bacteria and directly affects the expression of the transporter PGP and cytochrome P450 isozymes that are known to interfere with the bioavailability of drugs and nutrients. Furthermore, these effects occur with Splenda doses that contain sucralose levels that are approved by the FDA for use in the food supply. The real guides do not recommend this product and so many other socially acceptable marketed items. I like to juice at times, and I use carrots, beets, and add spirulina and chlorella and apples as a basic combination. I also add other green powders and real sea salt, never table salt, as it has been depleted and is very unhealthy. My basic diet is raw fruits and vegetables and tuna once in a while. Because of the marketing environment all of us live in, almost everything becomes a snack or so-called food. All packaged foods are processed and mainly GMO and created for the microwave. It is suggested to keep the processed stuff to a real minimum and not to ever microwave, but use it for storing things. Paul Twitchell provided information about doing a brown rice diet for a certain amount of time as a body cleanser. I have done many different cleansers myself, and there are a lot of different ways a person can figure out their own methods. With the internet, there's a huge amounts of information available. Paul also pointed out the fact while he was here about the rulers and the controllers, the politicians of tomorrow being on drugs, and so here it is now. There's so much more going on behind the scenes. The public does not know about their elected officials. Some of the ancient mystery cults induced mystical visions in their followers' sleep with drugged wine and other potent plants. There are secret and public cults that are still around today who use these same methods and have discovered many other drugs of an artificial nature as they continually attempt to see beyond the veil of this world. And as usual, they're going about it all the wrong way. Those who use any artificial substance, unless it can be directly benefit the user, are held to the lower astral realms and the karmic health issues involved, along with sacrificing their own life and others. In the Flower Child era, it was thought that LSD and other related stimulants produced some sort of God realization, which would be true to some respect because there are many gods and demons who rule over mankind. And so those on hallucinogenics would surely meet some of these creatures from the other dimensions who would gladly agree to being their god. Humans love to pay to be stupid, such as with alcohol, which is probably the biggest misused substance in the world. Most people are not aware of the fact many religious and political people use dangerous drugs to control others. And of course, they create scenarios which make it look as though they are for the best of intentions. The psychiatric world loves to inject lethal drugs into people. The school systems must also prescribe them to children who are acting out of the ordinary. As the future of the world unfolds, so will the evidence of what has occurred in human history soon show up with those involved today. The lords of karma know everything that is going on, as each person is automatically their own cause and effect in action, and they will be the administrators for all the idiots associated with the deadly manipulation of others, according to their so-called legalized policies. People will find the drugs of the past were mild compared to what is taking place today. And I just wanted to mention again, fluoride in the water. Hitler used it in Germany to sedate the concentration camp prisoners and even his own people. And we're using it today, and the majority of countries have fluoride in the water, and that's the reason is to block the pineal gland so people don't have real sight experiences, and to pacify them, make them docile so they're more easily controlled. So this is just one example of drugs that are being used at an extensive level to manipulate people.
I think it's outrageous that we are forced and forcing our children to be inoculated before they can even go to school.
Yeah, it's purposely, this is one of the methods that they're using, mandatory vaccinations to inject people with dangerous drugs, nanotechnology, so that people are running on certain frequencies. Again, everything's connected to what they're doing. This is connected to the chemtrails and the AI and the 5G, so that people basically will become automatons, and they'll be the frequencies will be able to control people, and they won't have any choice in the matter. We still have choice, but look at 20 years from now, if we live that long, it's going to be totally mind control, along with all the technologies that are, again, the chips, the things you'll have to have to run your car or use your smart appliances. These will all be smart car, smart appliances,
Smart vacuums.
Yeah.
Smart mopping your floor.
Mm-hmm. Open your door. You need your chip to open the door. And if you don't have enough social credits, that's coming too. Like China is experimenting with social credits, so people can monitor you if you're behaving. If you're not behaving well, you don't get enough credits for your water allotment or your electricity or privileges to go, you know, to the movies or whatever, and maybe even get you know, locked out of your car or something. You know, it's the control is just what's coming with the control with what they've got. Is just mind-boggling to me. It's just going to be total control of people and their lives, their daily life.
It's like right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lila.
It seems like they've just got a pill for everything. A pill for a toe ache, a pill for every single thing. Every new pill coming out is gonna cure your headache. It's gonna cure your everything. All the new things that we can get our bodies will become less and less healthy. But we've got a pill for it. All you have to do to get rid of that is take another pill. And what's in that pill? What's in that injection? I am very wary of that.
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, I was just thinking about how Dwayne was talking about the Splenda, and I think that they don't make Splenda anymore. I guess they found out that they were about to get sued or something over the effects. Maybe they still make it. I don't hear about it anymore. But anyway, and about the drugs that we've grown up with in our lives, they had the things like the alcohol and the cigarettes and the marijuana and the speed and the, oh, like the natives had mescaline, peyote, whatever it was called. But now those things are mild compared to this stuff that they make that's called fentanyl. That's like 300 times stronger than the heroin that was supposed to be such a powerful drug. And now that stuff is being made. I think China's the one that's making it and transporting it into America, but I'm not sure. I think that I understand that. But these drugs are so mind-altering that the physical body or the brain craves that feeling so much that they're not afraid to end the body by taking it. It's so powerful. If they just take a little too much, the body can't stay alive.
Yeah, that's their aim, to poison us all and depopulate the planet to a certain extent, and those people that are left will be robotized, basically, to do the slave labor for the controllers who are left. But it's a nefarious plan to depopulate the world. I mean, that's apparently what it looks like with their poisoning of the water, the air, and the food, and the drugs and the vaccinations and all that they're doing, the control, the technology, the 5G that's ruins your health. Everything's pointed to that. So if the person doesn't wake up, they're going to be the effect even more and more as the years go by, the months and the days go by. That's why we're here, to help people to help them to see another viewpoint here, so that they may compare and to wake up to something better for themselves. Are we about done, or should we?
What? No.
Read one more. I'll read one more paragraph here.
Yes.
Time for a little bit more.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Unless you want to quit, retired? I think we'll quit. Okay. It's been a long night. So, yeah, so thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Bedtime Stories with Lila. She's going to bed here, so I took over. And Tim's here from Grants Pass, Oregon. And I'm down from up visiting Lila from Huntington Beach. Lila's in Saratoga, California. So we'll be signing off. We usually do the new UU, which is the connection to the real reality that just is. And it'll bring you a lot of resources you can use to wake yourself up to even more of a benefit for you and everybody around you, basically. So thank you, everybody. Let's just all do New You together, and we'll sign off. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Lila.
Yeah, thanks. Good night. Happy dreams. See ya.
Okay. Right.